Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borges.
I'm Sarah C.
And you guys...
It's all happening. It all happened.
It all happened.
Yeah.
This podcast is going to be all about our viewing party that we hosted for the season 7 premiere on Monday.
Yeah, and then followed up by a second podcast about the premiere.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you guys are new here, which I'm sure we're going to get lots of new listeners, hopefully, Sarah and I are friends and we just love to talk about Vanderpump Rules, and we hope that you just sit down, enjoy, join us in the convo. We have a Facebook group if you want to join, and we have lots of pictures in there and more content that we don't share anywhere else just because it's nice and private and secure.
Yeah, and a lot of people will post. So we've got a lot of feet on the street where they'll post their own experiences, videos, or secrets and info or an intel they find out. A lot of people post that stuff in the group. None of your regular Facebook people can see it, so feel free to post away without fear. The Facebook group is called Vanderpump Rules Party, and we are Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast.
Yeah, so I would describe what we do is like we basically deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules. We dissect every episode per scene, by the scene. Mm-hmm. And then also, since we're local here in California, we go to as many events as we can. We really go and check everything out for you guys and get all the inside info. We double check the dates that they mention. We talk to people. We get interviews and we share it all with you.
And we support the cast products and we share those with you too lots of times.
Yes, so. Absolutely.
Oh, and we do have some merch. We are building our little library of merch, but we've started. You can go on VanderpumpRulesParty.com and click store, and it brings you to this link, which is a partner TeePublic link, and you can get phone cases or mugs or t-shirts or whatever. We started with just like 5 phrases, but we have so many more to add that we're going to be working on over the next couple weeks. You know, we started with a few of like last season's quotes, but this season has got some golden zingers that we're going to add up there. So you can order, you know, Christmas time or whatever time, if you're going to have a Vanderpump party or premiere party, it's fun stuff to have on hand. So anyways, yeah. So we had a premiere party for those of you that don't know. And we had people come in from across the country. Thank you, Heather, for flying in from New York. Thank you, Allie, for flying in from Ohio/Michigan. And everybody else that came, came from San Diego, Yvette. It's Hollywood, but it's like sometimes it takes just as long to get from the Hollywood area to the Westwood area as it would San Diego.
Right. So Kimmy coming in from the LBC.
Yep. Oh, everybody else. Ryan Bailey came. You guys, he has a cool podcast called Realized Stuff. I should probably get that right. Anyways, he is super fun, funny, nice, and really added to our party. And then we had some special guests arrive as well, but we'll get into that. We had gift bags. We had food from, you know, show-related food. And
yeah, so let's set the scene for what we did, and then we'll get into, like, so Sarah and I have always wanted to do a meetup or something like that. And we just had never done it because A, we were a little bit nervous too. And then B, because it just never quite worked out and we couldn't give everyone like enough notice and stuff like that. So when we finally got the date for the season 7 premiere, we thought, you know what? Our name is Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast. We had never really seen anyone do a Vanderpump Rules themed party. And we thought, let's do it. So Sarah found the hotel, which was perf.
Yeah, we probably would have done even more. It was probably good that we had less than a month to come up with this idea and plan it, because Holly and I would have kept going probably. Like Holly, we had pictures of Sheena on the wall, per Sheena style. But Holly was going to actually get like the big giant canvases and everything. So
I had to stop myself. I had to stop myself because Christmas is coming, I started spending like a lot of money, and my ideas were so huge that I had to tone it down for the event. But if we ever do anything again, I still have ideas. Like, I've still got some in the hole.
Yeah. And yeah, there's more that I wanted to do, but we ran out of time. And
you know
money.
What? Actually, the space and what we did worked perfectly. So we'll walk you through it. So basically, we had our invitation that said, come to our viewing party. And luckily, Sarah secured this hotel that had the East Coast feed, which really helped with our time. So that starts at 6 o'clock p.m. here. So we were able to do drinks at 5 o'clock downstairs. That kind of warmed everyone up. We got to know everybody, just loosened it up. And then at about, 5:50, we headed up to the suite to watch the show, and it was perfect and I loved it. It was great. So let's talk about what we had in the room. First, let's talk about drinks. What drinks did we have?
So we had LVP's Sangria, and I got to talk about the process of getting that.
Okay.
LVP Sangria and Vanderpump Rosé. Not easy to find. Of course, when we were at Sur, they have bottles of it everywhere just on display.
I noticed that a ton on the shelf and everything. Yeah, a ton on the shelf and everything.
Yeah, well, and you had brought me that from Total Wine before. And so I went there. They didn't have either one. And I even went up and like asked. And they're like, oh, no, we don't have any. So then I went online and I like, where can I buy it? So listed some liquor stores. I started calling around. Nobody had it. I'm like, okay, your merchandising is not impressing me right now. I finally found one store and I could have it shipped because it was like Northern California. And then I had to pay extra to have it to get here in time. And then I had to have it shipped to Holly's because I was going to be out of town. And I know with alcohol, you have to have someone to sign for it. It was just super stressful, but we got it. We got the LVP Rosé or Vanderpump Rosé and the LVP Sangria. And then I specifically went back to the episode when Sheena brought Stassi the Pinot Grigio to make sure I got the right kind. And you told me, or Michaela told me, that is Drake's favorite.
I heard her say that, and I am embarrassed to say I didn't know that.
I'm embarrassed that you don't know that either.
Yeah, shoot.
You call yourself a Drake fan.
Yeah.
So that is Santa Margarita Pinot Grigio. Holly got some Diet Dr. Pepper.
Wait, hold on. Back to Pandora's marketing and merchandising of the store. So this shit was hard to find. So you had to go onto their website and they said the stores that carried it.
No, they did not. I had to like Google and Google and Google.
That's not good.
No. But it's very on trend for how they run their businesses.
Yeah. They don't care about really having great customer service.
Not at all. Or merchandising skills.
They don't care about answering the phone or.
So you guys, you can never get them to answer the phone. So I tried to call TomTom because on the website, which they actually have a website now, that took a long time as well.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been the easiest thing to get up. But on the website, it says they don't take reservations yet. They're still working on Open Table. Like, again, how hard is that? Open Tables, everyone has Open Table.
Yeah.
Anyways, but it says for larger parties or parties of six or more, you can call for a reservation. So I submitted online because at the time we were going to have like 15 to 20 people. So I submitted online the request, the event date, They asked, are you going to be paying, one credit card or different? And I'm like, let me keep it simple. No one ever got back to me. Not surprising. Very on theme for Vanderpump, Pinky LLC.
That's interesting they ask that. Is that normal for people to ask, are you going to use one credit card?
I mean, especially before you, they like accept your reservation.
It's strange. Yeah. I mean, I would answer one credit card too, just to not rock the boat.
So they didn't answer. So then I'm like, I'm going to have to old school and actually call. I even thought about like asking Julia to do it since she's a fan of the telephone. But I bucked up and I called TomTom. Someone actually answered the phone there. And so I told her, she's like, well, we don't take reservations. I said, well, I know that, but online it says for a larger group. Oh, well, like how many? And so at this point I'm like, well, let's just try for 12 because I know they don't have like giant tables. So I'm like, I'll make it a little easier. How about 12? Well, I don't know if we have like a table for that. And I said, well, I was thinking about the big long picnic table on the back patio. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. Or there's one by the lounge or something. Are you eating? I'm like, yeah, we'll be eating. And if there's extra people, they can just go in the lounge that don't want to eat. So, but they'll be, you know, additional. Okay. Well, we don't really take reservations, but I'll take your information down. I can put a request in, like to maybe put a courtesy hold, but let me take your information and I'll talk to the manager and we'll call you back tomorrow. I'm like, okay. You know, like most people with a big group might want maybe a solid plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, really, like, come on. And don't you want the business on a Monday night?
Right.
Late Monday night. Okay, take the business. So no one ever called me back. So at
Shocker.
At this point, I'm just like, fuck it. We're all just going to go and just see what happens. And yeah. Like if they're packed, we'll go over to Pump or we'll go over to Sir and we'll come back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, then day of, like literally, because I was with Heather and Allie, the day of, like a couple hours before, we were at our party. Mm-hmm. I get a phone call from Pinky LLC.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I figured it's them. So I answered. They're like, yeah, we had like a reservation for you down tonight at 9:30 for 12. I'm like, oh, well, yeah, I requested. They said that they were going to check with the manager and call me back, and I never heard back. So I go, we're still planning on coming, but I didn't know that it was solid. Oh, well, yes. Well, thank you. Okay, yeah. Like, it was just so unorganized.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, you guys, like, these are the little things that aren't hard to get together.
Right.
Like, I understand you didn't get your plumbing done in time or the permit didn't come in time for the liquor, but... like a website or maybe the phone reservations. These are kind of simple things. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It worked out. We got there. It was pretty dead, right?
The most dead I've seen it since we've gone. Yeah.
Yeah. And no one was there, but that was the
it
end
was
of
late.
Night.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was Monday night. And, you know, the cast that was in town, we saw them earlier anyway. So we'll get into that. So let's just get back to the party.
So that was the, we also had Coors Light.
Yeah, the official sponsor of Katie and Tom's wedding.
We had Diet Dr. Pepper in honor of Stassi. We had Capri Suns in honor of Sheena. Mm-hmm. Now, if this was in my original working plan, I was going to bring TV trays and Capri Suns, but I'm glad I didn't because of the space issue there and everything. It would have just been too much. Also on my list to bring was like pool pillows. So if we ever get like a bigger place, like we can totally have like scenes set up like around the ballroom. That's what I'm envisioning.
You can
like
do
it's
here in the yard.
It's like a hotel like ballroom, like a huge, like I'm thinking big. Okay. You know?
Okay.
I'm dreaming big. Okay, so and when I arrived, so backing up so Sarah got there earlier than me. She left OC earlier. I had to pick up my daughter, do a bunch of crap. And then, oh my God. So listen, I didn't even get to tell you this. So before I'm like packing up the car, I come home, get her home from school, kick her out of the car. I'm like, I got to go get in the house. I made Chad take the full day off of work. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like trying to like nurse the baby, get everything ready, pack the van. And when I say pack the van, like it was packed. So I'm like sweating, and all of a sudden, like, my neighbors never speak to me in the neighborhood. Suddenly this neighbor flags me down, this elderly woman across the street, and says, can you help me? So I'm like, I'm like looking back like in horror, like, Chad, can you come out and can you help her? Mm-hmm. But then the babies would be in the house by themselves, right? You know, so I'm like, fuck. So I go across the street and I'm like, oh, what's going on? She hands me her phone and she's like, can you tell, like, she can't speak English very well, she's like, can you tell them, you know, to come pick up these cones? She's on the phone with AT&T and they had done some construction. And so she's asking me to tell the people to come pick up the cones. So the lady's like, this is customer service. Like, I have no idea what this lady's saying.
Oh.
So I'm like, okay, transfer me to where I need to go. So I'm sitting on hold.
Oh, no.
Like, so, and I'm like, oh, I need to get on the road. I knew there was going to be traffic. So I'm like freaking out.
It's not an emergency. It's cones.
Yes. And like, and then she like goes and she's like, you wait here. You know, so she goes in and like gets like a thank you present. So she's like holding this like gift. So then I feel bad, like, and I, of course I want to help her, but it's like not right now. You know. So finally Chad comes out. I'm like, get over here, you take the phone, I can't do this right now. So I switch with him, run back, like I'm loading everything in, finally, like, that ends, so I'm able to leave. I'm like going, I'm like sweating. I'm on the freeway. It's like kind of trafficy. I'm like, I can't take the carpooling because it's just me. But I'm like, should I go in and just freaking risk it? And then Chad calls and he's like, did you pay rent? And I'm like, yes, I did. And I hang up and I was like, I don't know why that just reminded me. I'm like, is my clothes bag sitting on the bed?
Oh, God.
And he's like, yes. And I'm like, oh my God. I was already in Seal Beach, which was like a good 15 minutes out from where I live. So I'm like, oh my God. So I text Sarah. I'm like, I feel like I just like can't even come. I'm flipping out. I'm having a full panic attack right now. I can't do this. I can't do this.
Yeah.
I have to turn around to get my freaking clothes. And technically I could have still worn like my jeans and top, but I was like, I just need to go get my dress. I'll feel better. So yeah. I turn around, go get my dress, come back. Then I had to drive to this donut place that I insisted on ordering donuts from. So I drove to like a different part of LA for that shit. And then drove to, because I'm like, can like someone not go get the donuts for me, you guys? And then I was like, okay, now I see why they didn't. It's far.
Oh, was it?
You guys.
No, yeah. I thought about it after I texted you back. I was like, oh, maybe she was wanting me. But I'm like, I don't know where it is. And like, it's under her name. And I'm like, I guess we should. I'm like, one of these, because I knew like once you got off the 405, you basically swing by the hotel. I'm like, I'll unload. I'll bring it up. I'll start setting
yeah, no,
it up.
I started thinking that too. And then I was like, when I saw where it was, I was like, I'm glad you guys didn't try to do that because it was more convenient for me to loop that way.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Like it was out of
the
way.
The 10. Okay.
Yeah. It was a 30 minute out of the way.
Wow.
Thing. Yeah.
Well, you still got
the. It was trafficy.
Fast.
So yeah. So I get there, I get the donuts and they were cute. They were worth it. The only thing was, is I wish I would have had a bigger platter, but that's another thing. The donut said Vanderpump Rules Party. You guys check them out online. It's the cutest thing. It's called California Donuts and they do these custom donuts. You can get them to say anything you want, any color. It's really cute. So I pull up and Sarah comes down. So we start unloading everything. It took three bellhop carts to get everything that we had up in there.
Well, no, that was just your van. I had my stuff that
right.
I had already brought up.
Okay,
but most
yeah.
of it was in the two suitcases.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't see. Yeah, it was just crazy. So we start setting up. Everything's fine. It was hot in there. That was the only other thing that was like kind of a. There's so many people. That's why.
Yeah. And then it got freezing because I went out to sleep on the couch and I just used the hotel robe as a blanket and I was freezing because I just wanted my space. But then I'd like go back in the bedroom and share a bed. Then I'll like, it was just too loud. So I went back out.
Does Julie kick?
Well, she's going to be listening to this, but she was snoring and I'm like, I couldn't sleep. And I had already like not had great sleep the previous two nights. And
Julie snores.
Well, she was that night. So I don't know. Maybe it was alcohol induced. So
you should
I
have
kept going
her.
Out. Kept going out back to the couch, but then I'd freeze and I'm like, eh. So I finally just got up. Oh, then I was up at 6 a.m. and I was like, you know, because then Michaela was up because she's used to being up like you with the
yeah,
baby.
Yeah.
And so we were talking. She's like, who the hell took over your body, Sarah? What? Why are you up at 6 a.m.? Because I'm not generally a 6 a.m. person. And I'm like, you don't even want to fucking know.
Yeah.
Because of you. No.
Yeah.
No, I was just up anyways and I felt fine, but just started picking up. Well, I forgot to mention on Sunday, I had picked up Allie and Heather from LAX and we went to Sur for brunch.
Oh, yes. Tell me about that. What happened?
So, well, nobody was there.
Not even Billy?
Not even Billy. Not even Peter. Not even Jesse.
Really?
Not the usual crew on a brunch. There was a DJ there that was really feeling herself and she was like dancing around and like, I think she was on Molly. She was very into it.
Wow.
We all ended up getting the same thing. And
what's
well,
that?
Avocado toast, because they said it's the only thing edible. Nobody liked it. I mean, I ate it, but you know how I feel about their food. But Heather did not like it. Allie did not like it. Allie also ordered the goat cheese balls. She took one bite and her face was like priceless. It was like, oh, like she was going to lose it. And Heather's like, what does it taste like? What does it taste like? She's like, it's like chalky glue. It's inedible. It's disgusting. So she was not a fan of that. So she sent it back. And the waitress, who was like a mini Lala, was like, oh, sure. Okay, I'll take it off your bill. Well, she didn't.
Oh.
So then Allie asked her, and then she did. But this girl, I think she was just kind of like, so when we were ordering, she was talking about like the breakfast sandwich or something. And I think Heather or someone said, what kind of, or Allie, someone said, oh, what does it come on? What kind of bread? And she's like, it's on brooch bread. And Allie's like, what's that? Isn't that something you wear?
Oh, that's funny.
But I'm like, yeah, okay. This is the quality of servers, you know.
What was the bread? Like brioche?
Brioche. Not brooch. So, you know, always five stars at Sir.
That's like when I was working at Bullwinkle's and someone said, what's the soup of the day? And I looked over and read it real quick and I'm like, oh, it's Minestrone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oops. Oh, my God. Well, that's disappointing. So you picked them up from the airport and then went back to the hotel, got them settled, and then you busted back here.
Yeah.
And
just like packing up and setting, yeah, getting everything ready. So, yeah, I got up there at what, like 1 o'clock or something. And that's when Michaela and Eilish got there too.
Nice.
Julia rolled in around 3. Yeah, it was good. So let's see what we do. We hang up Sheena wedding photos all over the walls.
Mm-hmm.
All the different t-shirts we had. We had like a t-shirt that said Rotten Hail. And I got Jaxed. And some from last year. You know, like it's not on my phone and it's not about the pasta. What were the other ones? Oh, Bambi-Eyed Bitch. And...
You know, Allie said something about Bambi-Eyed Bitch is one of my favorite things, and I ordered a phone case of it. I love the like the slogan of it, and she said, I don't know if I would want to wear bitch on my shirt. And then I thought, that's gonna be strange that I'm gonna have bitch on my phone, and do I care about that? And I thought, you know what, I think it'll be a fun phone case, and maybe I won't take it to like preschool drop off, but right. I think you know, it's fun to like change your phone case, just like your,
especially if we go out up
yeah
there.
I think so. I'm happy with my order, and I'm like totally happy with the phrase, so I think,
and
I'm
Raquel liked it, so I posted pictures of that and tagged, you know, like if it was Hanging and Banging, I take Sheena. If it was Bambi-Eyed Bitch, I tagged Raquel and Lala, and Raquel liked it.
But I appreciate hearing feedback like that from Allie, because it makes you, you know, it helps hear what you guys think and what you guys want and stuff. So if you guys have an idea for a shirt, let us know, because we would love to.
Well, that's what I
create
felt like
more too.
Last year when you said we should do a shirt that says Suck a Dick, I'm like, I would never wear that shirt. But some people would.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, I know what we had. We had, I'm engaged, y'all, with a giant cactus, because Ryan Bailey was going to take that one. He's like, wait, no, then people are going to think I'm engaged. They're just going to like start a whole thing. But, you know, everyone's got their own thing of what they would and wouldn't wear.
Another one that I think we should do is like a tray, a brown tray with a picture of like the mayo, the squeezable mayo.
Uh-huh.
I would totally wear that.
I wasn't worried about the squeezable mayo. I was worried about, we'll get into this on the premiere episode, but
okay, yeah,
the lack of spreading,
yeah,
was my issue.
Okay, so okay, back to the food and everything that we had. So also, Sarah ordered these awesome water bottle label wraps, and it said Vanderpump Rules Party, and then on the side it said hashtag Sweat Equity.
So the water bottles were not water. They were Tom and Tom's sweat.
Sweat, yes. And then we added like a pussy bow on them in honor of Lisa, and like a bejeweled rhinestone on top. They looked gorgeous.
Yeah, you made it look... Holly's the crafty one. She made everything look great.
And we put them on like a mirror, you know, just to like Lisa-fy it a little bit.
Yeah.
Also, we brought our signed Sheena... posters and put that, and so that was like really complimenting like the Capri Sun area
and the Good as Gold coins.
Yes, we had Good as Gold coins,
and then Jeremy's Jax montage, yes, which were also still the signed autograph. We had a couple of those still.
Those are all, were all over the place too. And then moving over to the TV, which was, you know, the star of the whole viewing party, because that's where we were watching the show. We had like some, I made like these like big centerpiece trees and I couldn't decide what to do on them. I actually wanted to hang dicks from them, but it just wasn't working. And so I got the idea that, you know, the holidays are coming. I made it, I just like kind of like Christmas, Hanukkah did a little bit, you know, and just like added some tinsel and
ornaments put, with the cast.
Fate. Yeah, I cut the, I got, I, you know, sent the screen grabs to Walmart and I was like scared as hell to go pick them up, you know, because I'm like, are they going to be cool to print all this stuff? And it was fine. So cut it out. I did that literally like the night before until like 3 a.m. doing that. And then because I just couldn't figure out what to do. And then so that was cute. And then we had a mirror sitting out with, we got some pixie sticks and made fake Coke lines and said it's not about the pasta. And we also had a cactus sitting next to it to give a little nod to Brittany.
Oh yeah, we should tell Heather and Allie's story on after I dropped them off after brunch. They went on a little VPR tour. They went to Jax's apartment. They saw the cactus on his balcony.
Love it.
So as they were doing that and Heather was taking a picture or Ellie was about to take a picture of Heather, like, you know, oh, look, the cactus, out walks Sandoval. And this is like, you know, Heather's number one dream man. And they're like, oh, and she's like, Tom. And she said, he's turned around in super slow motion, like hesitating, like, oh shit, should I turn around? But anyways, they got a photo with him and he's like, oh, like weird, like. She's like, oh, were you just spending the night at Tom's? He's like, yeah, Schwartz lives here. And I was like, well, duh.
Yeah.
They know. That wasn't just a coincidence.
But yeah.
Anyways, funny. So they had their own little sighting. And then she said, oh, are you going to go to Jesse's event tonight or tomorrow night? And he's like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm going. Are you going? All right, see you there. And
so we'll get into that event in a few. So yeah. Anyways, just
so okay, what else did we have going on?
I kept knocking over your tree.
Oh yeah, that was at the end. when we moved into the ground. Yeah.
We had then we had the gift bags.
Gift bags. You can go into our Facebook group and see what was inside the gift bags, but let's just talk about it because let's shout out who we had in there. So the first thing we had was Christina Kelly's face spray.
Yep. Everyone got it. Like, you either got rose, lavender, or cucumber. Holly got these cool Suck-A-Dick ring pops.
Yes.
We talk about gift cards. We had a mini tequila Katie bottle, a fireball for, you know, to represent Brittany.
We had Lala's Baba with little sixlets in it. We had
Manoy moisturizer sample.
That's right.
Such a hit. The sunglasses. So we got some sunglasses that say on one side stolen by and on the other side VPR Party Podcast instead of Jax.
And then the most exciting thing is we got bags made that have, you know, our name on it. And, you know, it says hosted by Holly and Sarah. We got business cards made, which, like, we feel so legit now. Those are, you know, we tied those on and it just looked adorable. The bags came out amazing. Everything in it was amazing. Everyone loved them.
I took a video. I was at Albertson's a couple hours ago and I took a video because I'm like, shit. I don't have any bags because
did you use one?
I used two. And I took a video and I'm like, you see, Holly, not only am I saving the planet, I am also marketing and branding us 24/7.
That's great.
So yeah, I used two because they were still in my trunk from the party. Nice. I'm like, oh, I have bags.
Nice.
So that was funny. And then food. So Holly made the amazing ranch fountain, you know, like a chocolate fountain, but with ranch, like Rachel did for Stassi's birthday.
And it worked really well. I didn't see that there was a problem with it at all. By the end of the night, I will say I saw a problem. And knowing how long it takes to film and probably what they're doing, it probably got really nasty. But I was worried that because I didn't want to test it before and like possibly mess something up. So I just brought the machine.
Get it all dirty.
Right. Yeah. I just brought it brand new. And it's like now Ronnie's like, where's that machine? Like she really wanted to play with the chocolate fountain.
Oh.
So I was like, okay, just ask Santa or something. I don't know. I'm not cleaning that thing. It's disgusting. So, but it worked really well. We just used the full on like bottle ranch, Hidden Valley Ranch, dumped it in one bottle, filled that thing, and it was good to go. Looked great. Totally added to the whole ambiance of the party.
Yeah.
And
the dominoes to dip into it.
Yeah, the dominoes. And I loved how the box was like open, like, and like all sloppy, just like how it was in their shot. Like it's just like, psh.
Had like rented out a whole venue. Like we just rented out a hotel suite. They rented out a whole venue and yeah, just had like the boxes all over.
Yeah. And then we had a Taco Bell tower, which was featured for Katie's bridal shower.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I have to ask you what you ordered because I ate some things that I've never eaten from Taco Bell and I need to know what they were.
Oh, and yeah, like almost all of that was gone.
Everyone ate everything.
I didn't eat any of it.
You didn't?
No.
I
host a party.
Well, I'll get into that later, talking about that.
Okay. It's not because I didn't want to. Anytime I host anything, I make all the food and I don't even eat any of it.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, because I'm just busy like hosting and whatever. So I had beef taco, soft tacos.
Okay, like steak to steak soft tacos?
No, they were just like shredded beef.
Oh.
I didn't want to get too complicated. Bean and cheese burritos, cheesy gordita crunches, and one other thing.
The thing I'm talking about, it was like a bean burrito, but I'd never tasted anything like it before. It was little, but there was rice in it.
Oh, yeah. It was like a roll-up. It was like a bean and or cheese and rice roll up.
It was freaking good. That's what I had. And I was like, what the hell is this? I've never had this from Taco Bell.
You know what it was? Actually, it wasn't a bean and cheese burrito. I got those because the bean and cheese burritos, there must be some glitch because we went through Postmates because we just knew we weren't going to have time to run out. So the bean and cheese burrito was going, you know, what's normally like 79 cents or
right.
99 cents.
It's like on the value meal area.
It was $6.37 on Postmates. I was like, this is obviously a mistake because like you can get a chalupa was like $3.49. I'm like, no, there's no way. Like that is what I order at Taco Bell. I get the bean and cheese burrito, but I add guacamole. It's like never more than $2. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to spend $6.37 on a basic bitch burrito. That's why I just started ordering a medley of other things. So I think I got the roll-up thing as a substitute for that.
I only order the Taco Supreme, no tomatoes. And then if I'm like getting crazy, I'll have a Crunchwrap Supreme or a cheesy Gordita Crunch.
I think I might have got some of the Crunchwrap Supremes.
You did, yeah. I didn't like have five. One of those, but that, I saw people eating them.
And then I always remember Michaela talking about cheesy Gordita Crunch. So I'm like, I'll get five of those, five of the Supremes. 10 tacos and
it was perfect. Yeah, people, everyone wolfed that shit down. I saw it, so that was great. So we had we had the Taco Bell tower, we had pizza, we had flaming hot Cheetos.
That's Ariana's favorite.
We had what else was
your
there?
Donuts, your ring pops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had like dick shaped candy all over the place. We had so it was great. Everything was perfect.
Oh, Jack's pinata.
Oh, yeah. We had the Jax pinata.
Remember when they beat the shit out of the pinata with like Jax's face on it?
Yes.
Last season. So, yeah. I mean, we weren't in the room that long because we had discovered that. So Holly went in. Like I invited a few people and then Holly invited literally, you know, a lot of worldly people, shall we say. And but then we found out, and then so did like Heather. She invited a lot of people because Heather talks to other podcasters, or she talks to like Jesse Montana, and so she had also invited him. But he had an event the same night over at the Mondrian, which we were kind of kicking ourselves because we often book the Mondrian, and that would have been soups convenient just to walk downstairs. But we had already arranged this because of the East Coast feed and all that. So he had a concert performance, like a fire relief event that he was doing at Sky Bar at the Mondrian,
with some other people like Lauren Chavez, you know, the girl that like made all the like scratch marks on James Kennedy's back in season 4 when Lala got mad.
Mm-hmm.
She was singing with him and then some other performers there. And then Jeremy had also mentioned it too, because he was coming to our party, but he said he couldn't stay the whole time because he had to go film Jesse. But we knew that. And so we decided it just made more sense for all of us after our viewing party, instead of going, we were going to do a Vanderpub crawl, like Sir Pomp Tom Tom. We decided it made more sense to go straight to the Mondrian because like half the cast was there. And like, isn't that why we would do a Vanderpub crawl anyways, for everyone to see the cast? So, that's what we did. But okay, what else happened at the party? Oh, well, I guess a lot more happened at the party.
Okay, well, let's just really quick just back up to who I invited. I'm just going to like straight up say it. I had so much fun messaging everyone, inviting them. So we got this flyer made, which was like so cute. I loved it.
Good job.
And so I just started inviting everyone I could think of.
But like not just the entire cast, like everyone ever associated.
Like Jerry O'Connell, he didn't respond.
Andy.
Brad
by Brad.
I let Evolution Media know that we were having a viewing party. They didn't respond.
You let Taco Bell know.
I let Andy know. I let Faith know. Didn't respond. I let Shay know. Didn't respond. T Sandy didn't respond. Schwartz didn't respond. Bo didn't respond.
But one of our guests that was there is actually friends with Bo and really had high praise for him. So
yeah.
But he should have responded. No.
Randall, I think, hearted it. I need to check.
That's nice.
Raquel didn't respond. Sheena didn't respond.
She responded to me.
Now,
she just hearted it.
And
then she responded to Heather saying she was staying in because she'd been out. Like, she was at Jingle Ball and then they had the premiere party. So she was getting her tree and staying in. So that's what she responded to Heather. She had already responded to me like a month before, 2-3 weeks before, but just liked it, but didn't like say yes or no.
Yeah. Chrissy Teigen didn't respond. That's so weird. Aaron from, you know, that is featured in this episode, he responded and said, unfortunately, he wasn't in LA, but if he was, he would definitely be there.
Yes.
And then
shows how much you know, Jax. He is a nice man.
And then he said that when we are in Kentucky in June, to hit him up and he will definitely meet up with us. So
awesome.
That's awesome. But I'm going to hit him up again after seeing this episode.
Did you see on Watch What Happens Live when they're like, Jax is like, yes, it's next summer, but we're not revealing the date. Well, it's June 29th. So
yeah.
Sorry about your luck, Jax, but I'm pretty sure more people listen to this podcast than listen to Andy Cohen, right?
Oh yeah.
Secrets out. Anyways, Aaron's very nice. Rob's. Jeremy.
Also, I invited the person who does the Instagram for Pump Rules, and she almost came. She lives in Orange County, like near Santa Ana, like right by me.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. And then there's another one who lives out of state. She also responded.
The Sir Rules.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's in Ohio.
Yeah.
She wants to come on the podcast.
Yes.
So let's figure that out. I forgot. I should have mentioned first and foremost, Jeremy responded right away, committed as soon as we invited him. As always, he's always very reliable and a man about his word. So we appreciate that. Even though he did even have to go do some photography and filming, he commits, and we appreciate that.
So Katie, I invited Katie and she did not respond, but she did respond when we posted about you know, honoring the date that she fell through the skylight. So she did, like, she shared our story and like liked the post, and her mom has been really active on our Instagram, which is weird.
Lala.
Yeah, Lala was amazing. Ariana didn't do anything, didn't respond. Kristen, nothing. After I even said, we bought a sweatshirt, we buy your merch. Kristen, hello, hello, hello. Nothing from her. Producer Jerry, who we talked about listening to his podcast, I let him know. He said, hope you guys have a great time. You're going to love this season. And he also encouraged our listeners to watch their new show that's on after Vanderpump Rules.
Unanchored.
Unanchored, and said that we would all probably really like it because it's all the same producers and crew. So
Andy said on his show, that's the one show he would like to be on or go on.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't get to watch it yet because I was watching Vanderpump Rules so much, but
I haven't either.
You guys let us know what you think. Do you like it? What's up?
I did tape it though.
Yeah. So producer Jerry's been like really nice and cool. Jesse Montana invited him. I didn't hear anything from him until I mentioned that we may come to his party, and then he responded and was nice. So, and he was super nice in person.
Yeah, he was nice at the event.
Brad by Brad hearted the event when I invited him, similar to what Sheena did. Mm-hmm. And then I asked him, you know, if he was planning on going out that night, and he said that he was going to Jesse's event, and I said, okay, great, see you there. And we did see him, so we'll tell you about that.
What about both Logans?
I didn't invite them.
Oh, either one?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
James, I invited, and I also sent him like our this is so embarrassing. I sent him like where like we chart on iTunes, like, because we've heard
that's good.
We've heard that James is like very interested in like numbers and like where you are, like
he charting. He doesn't want to talk to you if you don't have enough followers or chart rankings.
Yes. And apparently that paid off because he did know who we are.
He said duh to both of us.
Yeah. And then I invited Rob, and,
First of all, he responded right away when you invited him last month.
Yes. So I said, you know, I just said, hey, Rob, wanted to invite you to our season 7 viewing party, in Los Angeles. And I sent him the flyer, and rather than responding to me in a private message, you can actually go onto our Instagram when we originally posted that flyer, and he responded right there in the comments for everyone to see. And he said, if I am in town, I will stop by. And I remember I told Sarah, like, I'm like, oh my God, like Rob said, like if he's in town, he's going to stop by. And it was such a long shot and like such a,
yeah.
I thought there's no way he's ever going to come. He'll just be out of town or,
yeah,
you know, something else
and
will come up.
And he is out of town all the time.
So I didn't want to hit him up like too early, like, you know, like a week before or something, so he could come up with an excuse. So I just waited until like the day before, and I just hit him up again. And I said, hey, Rob, oh my God, I did it on the day of. This is so embarrassing.
Yeah, you did it at the hair salon.
I did it. Yes. Yes. I was at the, oh my God.
Because someone that was going to come but was sick. And I said, oh, did you get this? Just FYI. And then you're like, should I just hit everyone up again? But you were at Dry Bar.
Yes. Okay. So I was at Dry Bar, and I was like, and Chad was encouraging me too. He's like, dude, just invite everyone again. You guys are putting way too much into this to not get some, you know, not.
Maybe people don't want to commit a month ahead, but the day of, they're like, oh shit, well, we don't have anything planned. Let's do it.
I guess I just think of like how I would be, and they're like, now if someone asked me to do something, like, I'm pretty much going to do it because I cannot, we'll get to it. But so anyway, so Rob says, I said, hey, Rob, would love to see you tonight. That's all I said. I didn't say, remember I invited, you know, I just said, would love to see you. Mm-hmm. And that's weird. His response is gone. It's like missing from the convo. That's so weird. But he said,
you sent it to me. So
yeah, I must have a screenshot. And so then he said, I'm in town and I'm keeping my word. Like I said, if I was here, I'm there. And I said, wow, that's so cool. You know, whatever. Still didn't think that he would come. I don't know. I just thought, you know, if he comes, it's cool, whatever. Okay, let me just keep saying who I invited. Anybody else said? Okay. And then Lala also said, she also said on the day that on November 7th, when we put up the flyer, she said, hey guys, oh my gosh, if I'm in town, I will so be there. And thank you so much for all the love and support for hashtag give them Lala beauty. Mm-hmm. And so I said, oh, you know, thank you so much for responding. Mm-hmm. And then on the same time that I I hit up Rob. She said, I said, hey, Lala, you know, we're excited for our viewing party. We'd love to see you. Or if you guys are hitting an event, we'd love to swing by. And she said, I love you. I'll let you know where we end up tonight. If we go out, please send me pictures of you guys in your lips. But she was like totally responding, and it got so busy at the viewing party. I didn't end up hitting her up. I should have.
And I didn't know she said that, or I could have taken a picture of.
I know. And I told you to, that's why I was like, bring your stuff.
I was wearing
darn it. I things just got crazy and I totally forgot. But so that's who I invited. That's kind of, and I know Sarah has a huge list that she invited. I know Heather invited a ton of people.
Well, I think I have pictures, so maybe I can blow up my lips and send it to her.
Well, and there was some, people who weren't able to make it that were like totally very supportive, and we were hoping that they could come. So we had a great support system going in, and I think we both felt really good about everyone that showed up. So basically what happened after we were in the bar for our cocktail hour, we headed up to the room and we turned the show on, and everyone kind of just like got cozy, you know, on the couches, the chairs. It was, you know, everyone's like having some snacks, having some Taco Bell. It was so magical watching the show with, like, Sarah and I watch together sometimes, but even we don't get to enjoy it without taking notes. Rarely we get to just sit there and like laugh with each other. This was so fun. We were all screaming at the TV. Like anytime anything came on, like we were like, oh, or like people were like, looks like someone had work done. Like people were yelling stuff. It was amazing. Well, all of a sudden, like my phone was like down to like freaking 20%. It was so annoying. So I like plug it in. I look at my phone, and I get a DM from Rob, and he's like, hey, I'm downstairs. So I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, you guys, Rob's here. So everyone's like, ah! And so I'm like, okay, we'll come get you. So me and Sarah go downstairs. And so we get in the elevator. We're just like, okay, like take a deep breath. Oh. We go down there, and there's like this like littler dude like standing there, shorter than Rob.
Well, as soon as the elevator opens, they're standing right outside the elevator. So it's like, oh.
Yeah. So we see his friend first, well, who is dressed.
Littler. I mean, it's anyone's going to look little. Rob's like super tall.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That's a very rude thing to say. I didn't mean it like that. Littler than Rob. That's rude too. How do we.
Well, he's taller than me. Normal. Not normal. That's rude too. Let's just not talk about him, man. I don't think he wants us to talk about him anyway, so let's just talk about Rob's. Oh, I did babble off to Rob's that we call him Rob's, not Rob.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I don't know why I felt the need to say that, but I did.
So I lay my eyes on Rob. Well, he calls him Little Rob, though, so I'm just going to call him Little Rob.
Okay.
So I lay my eyes on Little Rob first, and Little Rob is wearing like a gray hoodie zip up, kind of like dressed in like leisure wear. So I mean, I was like, oh, cool. Who's this? And then
kind of dressed like how Shay dresses, really.
Yes. And then and he's friends with Shay. So
he's never met him. I asked him.
So he's known Sheena for 10 years, but he's never met Shay. How is that possible?
He hasn't seen Sheena in years. He introduced Rob and Sheena, but I don't think he's seen her since.
That's a totally different
story. Because I said, oh, are you friends with Shay or something? He's like, no, I never met the dude.
Weird.
I mean, it was pulling teeth, so I kind of gave up trying. Yeah. But
yeah. So then we move our eyes over to Rob. And like, what was your first impression?
Jesus, fuck.
Okay.
It was like a way more attractive Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, that's like not even that, like, yeah, yes, yes.
I know he's been compared to him, and I always thought, I was like, no. But now I'm like, I mean, not, he's always attractive. But I thought, well, Bradley Cooper's a little hotter. But no, in person, I'm going to reverse that.
It's like, I mean, right hot. Now I'm telling myself, Holly, be careful, because we've asked Rob to be on the podcast. I'd really like him to be on, but I have to be unfiltered with you guys because that's what we do. I never was that impressed with Rob. When Sheena was bragging about him and everything, I was like just kind of rolling my eyes. I did not see the big deal. I guess that's like my stance. Is I just I didn't think anything bad. I didn't think anything good. I just was not impressed.
Yeah.
And I 100,000,000% take that back. I don't think I rarely am like if there was a love at first sight thing, like I felt it when I saw him.
I think every woman in that room did.
You guys.
And maybe a couple of the guys.
He was so good looking. He was striking. He was so tall, taller than you think.
Yes.
And just like broad shoulders. And besides that, like just the fact that I think I had like softer eyes for him too, because it was like, I cannot believe you just showed up to our fucking viewing party.
Kept your word, like, which makes you attractive. Even if he was unattractive, that made him super
like
attractive.
The fact that someone left their house for us, also everyone who came to our viewing party at all, the fact that anyone chose to leave the comfort of their house.
On a Monday.
The comfort of their car.
During rush hour.
Come to the hotel where, you know, parking's a little, you know, it's like, do you pay for valet? Do you not? Like, he came to our event.
Yeah.
Met us in the lobby and then had to like take a deep breath and get ready to walk into fans of Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
And he was so nice, so cool,
so
and
personable.
Oh my God.
Charismatic and charming.
So right away put me and Sarah like totally at ease. Like he was so nice and everything. So we're like, okay, here we go. We bust open the door to the suite and everyone's like, oh, everyone screamed. Like, I wish I had my camera ready to like, it was like if he was like, surprise, you know, that's why I went live like the second after, and you can kind of see like the room's reaction. And then I stopped because I didn't know what to do.
Yeah. I took a quick video, but then I'm like, this is creepy. It's up his back and he's introducing himself to everyone. I'm like, now I just feel like a weirdo. So I stopped.
Yeah. So he came in and then like said hi to every single person in the room.
Shook their hands. Yeah.
And it was so hot in the room and he's in like this stinking really heavy coat. So he like takes his coat off. Everyone was sweating. It was just cool.
He told you all the food is on point.
Yes. And do you remember what you said? Please tell me you remember what you said.
I don't eat any of this shit.
And who does?
What?
And you said, but she does.
To you?
Yes.
I don't remember.
In
that.
Front
I'm
of
sorry.
Him.
I didn't mean to say
wait,
that.
Yeah. See, okay, you guys listen.
Are you sure I didn't say Sheena does?
No. No. It was so.
Sorry.
Like, can we get a t-shirt made of that shit? So, you guys. Okay. So we walk in. We're like standing at the door, and he's like, oh, wow. Like, you guys got. Well, he got it wrong. He's like, you guys got like Jack in the Box. And Domino's, and we're like, oh no, it's Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And Domino's. And Sarah's like, oh yeah, she's like, yeah, she's like, I don't eat this, you know, crap, but you know, she does. So then he like looks at me and I'm like
I didn't mean it like that. Like, I meant to say like the cast, the show, like that's why we got it. And I do eat Taco Bell. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I don't eat Domino's, so I'm standing strong on that. That's a hard no for me. But I do eat Taco Bell.
Oh, my God.
But basically just the bean and cheese burrito like Annabelle. But
oh, my God. No, it
sorry.
Was, no, it was.
What a bitchy thing to say.
It was funny.
Don't think it's what I meant. It must have just come out that way.
It was. Yeah, me and Rob were like,
Well, yeah. And then awkward moment number two, like Michaela and I both were like, oh no, don't bring up Big Bear. That's going to be so awkward. And Holly's like, I'm bringing it up. And then was it you or Heather? They're like, they went to your house in Big Bear. And I was like, oh God. And he's like, you did? Like, that was awkward for me. So I got payback, I guess.
Yeah, I was on the other side of the room at that point, I think. But I saw it and his reaction was really cool, I thought.
I mean, he was excited and happy and stuff. I just felt like, you know, weirdo. So then I just started rambling on about how I went into the lake and it was 40 degrees and how nice his neighbors are and that house is beautiful. And
he told us a funny story about the pirate ship. Do you remember that?
They said he's friends with the guys that run it or own it or whatever.
Yeah. So if you guys remember from last season, the pirate ship like kept coming by in the shot. And when we went up to Big Bear, we recreated that when Sarah was in the water, like doing the jacks. It was hilarious.
And the pirate ship came by.
Yeah, and he said he told us a cute story that he's friends with the guy who drives it, and so when him and his family are out there, he'll like signal to Rob and they'll fire the cannon like in their area, and they'll all pretend to like hit the deck like they shot them, and like everyone laughs on the boat, and it's like a whole little shtick. So I thought that was cute.
But he did basically confirm what Sheena says, that is like his happy place.
He said it, yes.
Yeah.
So then after that, like everyone is just like freaking out. Everyone's on their phones, just like Rob's here. and in the meantime, we're missing the episode. So that was really hard. Like I was having a really hard time missing the episode and whatever. But right after that, Jeremy came in. So that was like appearance.
No, he was there first.
Oh, he was?
Oh, no, you're right. No, Rob was there first because I went and got Jeremy and yeah. I told him because I don't know the relationship. And I'm like, oh, just a FYI, Rob's there. And his face was like, what? I was like, oh, gosh, is that a problem? He's like, no, Rob's tired. I love Rob. But I think he was just shocked. Mm-hmm. He's like, he's here? Like, but at first I was like, oh, no, do you not like him or vice versa? But he's like, oh, no. And then they were like super happy to see each other.
Yeah, so there was like a cute moment with them, and they had like quite a long like private conversation too, which yeah. I thought was cool. And so Jeremy, same thing, super cool and gracious to our guests, talked to everybody, you know, answered like some awkward questions and stuff, which was cool. And then soon after that, I would say Rob excused himself, and said, I want you guys to enjoy the episode, like watch the episode. And, I'm going to go down to STK downstairs and go get something to eat. So you guys stop by when you're done.
Yeah.
I'd love to talk to you again. Like make sure you stop by.
Yeah. Cause his friend didn't want to be there. And I think they're going to have dinner downstairs at this nice restaurant. But it was so nice of him to say, come on down.
Yeah, it was.
And he spent a good amount of time there. So I think it was nice that, you know,
and then
he didn't make his friend wait any longer.
Just quickly, a couple more notes about the Rob thing that happened. So as soon as he walked in and like kind of got settled in after that stuff that we just told you was said and everything, I said, hey, Rob, you were just on TV. Like Sheena was just talking about you. She was talking about how August 31st, 2017 is when you guys broke up. And he goes, that's not right. Hmm. And then Lo, oh, my God, Lo, it was like a couple of things happened where I was like, oh, my God, like I just like held my breath. But she's like, so you guys are still together? And she said it like in the nicest way, so it didn't come off like,
no,
you know,
she's super nice.
Yeah, so nice. But I was like, oh shit, you know. And he's like, no, he didn't really answer it. Like it was really strange. So like me and her like looked at each other like, that was weird,
huh?
And then so he said that, and then I was trying, he said,
well, because you know, maybe she, like she's taking it as a hard date, as hey, I think we need to like cool things down or something, because she says it too, that they still hung up all the way till Christmas. Remember when they spent Thanksgiving mm-hmm. together? He was at her opening, which was the very right before Christmas or right after Christmas,
mm-hmm.
Her show opening. He was there like two opening nights in a row, so he's probably looking at it from a guy perspective of, what do you mean we were still hanging out and hooking up? And but she's taking it as we're no longer
totally
in a committed relationship or something like
right,
that.
Right.
So they're both probably right, because the girl's going to know, but he's like, he's coming from a guy's point of view. Like what? I was still hanging out with you, you know?
Right.
So they're both probably right. But then did you ask, or someone asked, do you talk to Sheena, or have you heard from her or anything?
He brought it up. He volunteered that. He said, I was just talking to Sheena. And someone was like, what? And he's like, oh yeah, she texted and said that, I'm watching you on my TV. And he's like, what? And she's like, oh, I'm watching the reunion. Mm. And I wanted, like, I almost said it, but I didn't want to, like, be a dick or put him on the spot or anything. But I want to be like, did you tell her you were coming to this?
Yeah.
You know, like, I wonder if she knows. Like, I wonder if anyone.
I would think if it was right before he walked in, he'd be like, oh, I'm actually going to she'd be fine with it, though. I mean,
I doubt he told her. Like, I just got the impression that he didn't.
Well, maybe she should have come.
Yeah, she should have.
I mean, she doesn't have a problem with us. She likes us.
Mm-hmm. I think she would have a problem with him coming, though.
Maybe, yeah.
So I don't think he told her. But I'm so glad. I'm so glad that like she didn't find out, and so he was able to
come.
Well,
she should be happy he came to ours.
Yeah,
and
that's
maybe
true.
One that she doesn't You know, there's some people that really go after her, and we try to go after everyone equally. You know what I mean? Like, we're not like her enemy or anything.
Well, I have to say, like, I'm questioning everything about Sheena now, because I, like I said, I wasn't impressed with her, you know, dating Rob. I was like, oh, like, why is she so, you know, dickmatized by Rob? Like, what's going on? Now I'm kind of getting it. Mm-hmm. So I'm, you know, maybe going to be a little more sympathetic to little Sheener, because, and also it's starting to make me wonder, like, is this why everyone else was a little threatened by Rob? Because, like, Jax, remember how Jax was like, Rob, 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 it's Rob all the time, and na-na-na-na-na.
But even, like, Sandoval, when they went to his dinner, he's like, he has, like, a house and, like, a job and, like, you know, like, they were all impressed with, I don't know, his, like, life.
Yeah. I mean, he just seems
or
like...
Was it no, that was Schwartz, wasn't
Schwartz,
it?
Schwartz, yeah. No, T. Sandy, I think, was...
T. Sandy. Oh, no, it was Schwartz with Patrick. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
He was gushing over Patrick. Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's disgusting looking back. So anyway, Rob goes downstairs. Jeremy stayed and watched the whole episode. And that was really fun, too, because he was giving some insight. Like, he was saying that the production this year has really stepped it up. Like, they have, like, the shots that they're taking and stuff are super, like, all different. They're using all new technology. And I really noticed that, too. They've been using drones for a while, but I noticed that their drone shots were, like, very on point, even in the restaurant. So that's, I like hearing, like, inside info like that. Mm-hmm. And so... The episode, it felt like it just, like, flew by.
Yeah, I didn't see any of it. I was too busy to talking to people or...
I saw I just ignored everyone when the engagement part came on. I really saw that. But then when we got home, I think I got home at, like, 2:30 in the morning or something. I watched, like, a part of the episode then. And then I've watched it, like, 3 times.
Okay.
So...
I watched it twice.
I feel like I'm in there now. But it was so much fun. So then we gave out our gift bags to everybody, and everyone was just, like, so nice and kind. And
told everyone to just grab t-shirts and whatever they wanted. We had a couple Ariana lip kits and just wanted people to...
Yeah, so it went really well. So our plan after that was to go to the Jesse Montana thing at Sky Bar. And then we were going to hit our Tom Tom reservation at 9:30. So I honestly wasn't sure, like, if everyone was going to be game to, like, really come along. And the people who came were so freaking cool. They were, like, in it to win it. And we're going to come along with us. So a big group of us went downstairs and we headed out to, we bar hopped. Like, it was so cool.
Yeah, we got to the Mondrian, got in. It was just like a $5 donation for fire relief, so that was cool.
I bought a raffle ticket and had to fucking give it away. I was so pissed about that. I probably was going to win.
Oh, I didn't even see where you would buy raffle
tickets. We're right there at that same table, like when you walk in.
Oh.
Annoying.
So we go and we see, let's see. So we say hi to James, and I said, like, who I was, and he's like, I know, duh.
Yeah.
But then you said he said the same thing to you. So do you think that's just his line?
He was just saying duh.
Yeah.
So, but I love that he said, I know who you are, duh. Like, let's just keep it at that.
Yeah.
Like,
and we saw Billy Lee.
Well, and when you walked in, well, were we in separate Ubers?
Yeah.
So,
I forgot about that part.
Yeah. When we walk in, Ariana is, like, standing in front of the hotel. And so, you know, all of the people with us were so excited to see her. We've met her before and stuff. And it was kind of like a group of people. And I don't know. I felt uncomfortable. I got nervous. And I just, like, I'm just going to let everyone do their thing. I'm not going to, like, interject myself. So I just went and waited with Michaela in the lobby while everyone was talking to her. But I talked to her later. So that was cool. But that was fun. Like, it was, like, away.
Because there were some of the girls, it wasn't Ariana, but some people in the group were kind of, like, mean mugging us. Like, who are these bitches? Like, not like as in... is like, oh God, are they gonna, like, come bother us? But it's like, you know, whatever. Like, I know who some of them are, but, like, whatever. Like, I didn't even say hi to Ariana. I was walking by and she's like, oh, hey. But then, like, Heather's had stopped and Allie, and so then I took pictures of them.
Yeah.
And she's super nice. Like, she wanted to do it. I don't think she was annoyed. I kept it really short. a lot of people had some opinions on how she was feeling that night.
Yeah, it's strange. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I just thought she was just like normal. But anyway, so yeah, Michaela went in because she gets embarrassed, like especially if there's like, I don't know.
It just, I mean, if too many of us were standing around, it would have looked dumb. So by a few of us leaving and letting...
She didn't want to look like a big fangirl or something.
Yeah, and by letting...
None of us do.
By letting you handle the people who don't normally see them, it was perfect. Like, if me and Michaela were standing there, it would have just made it awkward. So we just moved out of the way.
Yeah, and like, that's what was great was like the people that came up to the party. It's like, that's why we were going to go. They want to have cast interactions. I mean, that's not the only reason. It's just like an enhancement, but... So if they're there, just like say a quick hi, be respectful, take a quick pic, but you know, then we'll move it along. And we all did. So
right.
That was cool.
So the event was super cool. Yeah. Like Sarah said, it was $5 to get in. We went in. I mean, I love hanging out at Sky Bar. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful venue. It's, you know, open sky, beautiful skyline by the pool. Like, it's just so Hollywood.
Well, then here's a highlight for me was Julia wanted to smoke. And I know you can smoke in Sky Bar, but you couldn't that night because it was covered, I think, from the rain.
Oh.
It had that big, like, you didn't see it?
No.
Normally it's an open sky.
Oh, I didn't even notice
that. Yeah, it was actually covered. And so I'm like, well, let's just ask, you know, because I don't want to be embarrassed if, like, they're like, oh, ma'am, there's no. So I went up and asked and they're like, oh, over there in the corner. So I'm like, Julia, you can come over here in the corner. And there's, like, a couple people standing back there, and it was Max. So then I was like, hi, Max. And what? We just had a little.
I didn't know that Max smoked.
Yeah, he was smoking when we were out on the patio after the fire, too.
Oh,
yeah, he was out there smoking, and then his girlfriend bummed one of my smokes.
Yeah, I remember that. I'll never forget shit.
He's British. Lee, don't all Brits smoke? Just kidding. Anyways, so we talked to Max for a little bit. I got, like, pictures, I think I forced Heather over there to take one. She didn't want to. She was,
I heard another awkward moment with you and Max.
Oh, God.
Did you, do you remember his saying, like, oh, yeah, remember we were there, like, after... After the fire, and he's like, what fire? Like, he, like,
he's still sticking to his original story that there was no fire.
He was like he had the look on his face. I was like, oh shit, like, did I just hear that right? He totally was like trying to be like, what fire?
There's still no fire happened on my watch.
No. Jeremy did nothing, you know.
Yeah, for those of you new to the podcast, Holly and I were there after the fire, and we talked to Max about the fire, and he denied there ever was a fire.
Yeah.
But there was, like, fire trucks and everything.
Yeah.
Anyways.
And it was a full-on storyline.
Yes.
Like, it happened. So that was, I was, like, dying when Sarah said that.
Brad by Brad a lot.
Billy Lee was supposed to be hosting and she fell ill, and so Raquel took her spot. And what did you think about Raquel's hosting?
I didn't even actually hear that. I didn't know that. I saw her, but I didn't know she was hosting.
Oh yeah.
I thought I saw Billy Lee, but now I realize, you know who I saw? I thought I saw her from behind because I'm still thinking of her as the blonde, but she doesn't look like that anymore. So it wasn't her that I saw.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
So Raquel, I think, was really nervous to be hosting. And so she was like reading off of, I wonder.
Like a script or a teleprompter? Not a teleprompter. But
no, she's reading off of her phone like a nerd.
Oh.
But, you know, like when she would like freestyle it, you could tell that she was like a pageant girl.
Yeah.
But otherwise she was like, next we have... but she's like, next we have
Lauren.
I don't know the girl's
Chavez
name,
but she fucked my boyfriend.
Yeah. She's like, next we have Hannah, Mondler. And the girl comes up. I wish I had this on video. She's like, actually, my name's Hannah. I'm not kidding. That's what she said. So Raquel like got the name wrong, but in Raquel's like
I saw
defense,
the, flyer.
The girls
looks like Hannah, I think.
Yeah, they're really like Hannah. Like, excuse me. Like, why would anyone say it like that? It was ridiculous.
Right.
And Raquel just like wasn't even fazed. I don't even think she heard the girl like correct her. She's just like over there like. Ugh.
Well, I've been meaning to bring this up to you, but it's like it's been so long. But like you always introduce me, and it's like it's not. It's Sarah. So. I felt awkward, but now that you're talking about this, I feel like it's a appropriate
and then
time.
I was in preparing for this viewing party, I made a playlist on Spotify. You guys can search it. It's Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast. It has every single cast song, every James Kennedy song, Sheena songs. I mean, it's pretty good. So while I was preparing that, I was playing some of the songs and Ronnie started listening. Ronnie's like super into music, super into pop culture. She's 4 years old. And she
that's so weird. I wonder where she got that.
Started becoming obsessed with DJ James Kennedy. And
oh, really?
She loves Get Loose. You know, that one about taking two pills.
See, I would have thought she would have liked Sheena songs.
She does like Sheena.
Okay.
She really likes Sheena. And then when I was doing the tree, guess who else she pointed out that is her favorite? I was like, holy shit, Ronnie. Like,
Lala?
What? No.
Who?
Rachel.
O'Brien?
Yes.
Like, just her favorite to look at?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh, I'm like, okay, Ronnie, maybe I'll reconsider like her. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, she can look really pretty. Like,
yeah, she can.
I mean, I understand why she always does the same angle because she can look very like model-esque, Grace Kelly-esque. You know, she can take a good shot.
Yeah.
I cannot. So props to you.
So anyways, the whole time that James was up there spinning and doing his thing, I was like, I want to try to capture him doing that song for Ronnie so she can like see like that he was like doing it. Well, it comes on. So I bust up to the front of like the DJ booth, I guess you could call it, but you were kind of like circled off by the stage. So I'm taking a video and I'm in the front row. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm kind of like moving to the music. Like, I'm not just standing there like a psychopath. Like, I was acting like I was enjoying it, and I did enjoy it. Mm-hmm. But in the video, you can see Raquel staring me down, and she like looks at me like multiple times and then decides to come over and like snuggle up to James and look at me again. Like, and Chad's like, oh my God. Cause I'm like, Ronnie, look, I got you a video of him playing your favorite song. And she's like, oh my God. And Chad's like, holy shit, Raquel's looking right at you. And I was like, oh, I thought I was imagining it, but she does. She looks right at the video and is like looking at me.
Like she was threatened.
I don't know. Or she
That's
was
awesome.
Or she was very aware of like what I was doing. I don't know. Like it was very strange. You got to. I'll show you the video.
He loves to be filmed. I'm sure he had no problem with you filming him.
It was her. Yeah, she had a problem with it. It was really weird. I mean, I did look really pretty that night, so maybe
yeah.
That's
that's what I'm saying.
Oh my God.
How many more bitches does you have to deal with, Holly? Yeah. God. No wonder it hasn't come on the podcast. So we know who's blocking that.
Oh my God.
That's awesome. Okay, well, did you post that video?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I want to see it.
It's kind of dark. I'll show it to you. I'll see if it's worth posting, but it's funny.
That's awesome. I ran into Jesse. I just stopped him on the stairs, and I was like, oh, hey, I just wanted to introduce myself. We're the ones that brought our whole party over here. And he's like,
I said the same thing. I did.
He's like, thank you so much. He was super nice.
He was really nice. Yeah. I enjoyed saying hi to him, too. Yeah, I'd like to talk to him more.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Brad by Brad. So I got to meet Brad by Brad finally, had a nice convo with him. He was super nice. I talked to him a couple times throughout the night and talked to him with Ariana and James for quite a bit. Like I was standing there and in the mix with them, so that was cool. Got a cool picture with them.
I was hanging with Rachel, not O'Brien, Rachel, Jeremy's girlfriend. So that's probably where I was.
Yeah. Did Michaela tell you about that interaction? How embarrassing that was. Like I said hi to her and she had no idea who the fuck I was and like totally blew me off. And then she had to come back and be like, oh my God, that was you. I'm so sorry.
Oh, wait, you went up to her and you were like, hi or something?
No, she's walking in. Like we were in the like you guys were out with Ariana. This is right in the beginning. And she's walking in like, hey, Rachel. I'm like, good to see you. And she's like, and just like looked at me and like moved along. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And Michaela's like, oh, my God.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then she came back and she's like, oh, my God, I didn't know that was you. I'm so sorry. I walked by you like that. I'm like, OK. But no, she's so sweet. I'm sure she just didn't know who I was. But yeah, it was funny. And plus, like, I looked very different that night as compared to when I came over here with like zero makeup on.
Yeah, so, and your baby and yeah. stuff. And she was probably like focused on your baby.
Yeah.
But
it was funny.
Well, and I've met her a couple times. So, well, yeah. And also a little different because they were like here. But that's funny. That's good to know, though.
Yeah. It was funny.
I guess I'm gonna like, yeah. So, well, because I do that when people are like Sarah, and I'm like, oh fuck, who's saying my name? You know?
Yeah.
Oh. Anyways. So, what else?
Okay. Yeah. So then, we kind of lost Ryan at that point because he didn't come with us back to Tom Tom. But yeah. Then it was approaching like 9:30, so we got in.
So you guys, his thing is realizing stuff, and he does a podcast a lot on like Kardashian stuff. He's got a lot of insight intel. I think he knows like a lot of people in production for that show and other reality shows. He, like I said, he knows Bo and they're friends and has nothing. He's nothing but praise to say. So he's a super interesting, super nice guy. And I subscribed. I didn't know him before. I've heard him as a guest on another podcast. And I knew the second he said his name, I'm like, actually, you recognize your voice. But I didn't know he had a podcast. And so I subscribed to that Monday. I haven't listened yet. And that's why I wasn't sure if it was realized or realizing. But it's realizing stuff. And I'm going to check it out. So I'll let you guys know. But it's realizing stuff with Kara and Ryan is what it's called. But it was nice of him to come.
I really want to have him on because
he shouted us out on his like story and stuff.
Oh, yeah. And when I have heard him on SUP, I absolutely love his insight, and he's just like I love the stuff that he posts about and like notices about Vanderpump Rules. He's super fun on social media.
Oh, and he was in a background shot of last night's episode.
Yeah, yeah,
the premiere episode.
That was so cool.
So
yeah, Ryan, thank you so much for coming, and please be on the podcast. We really want to have you on, and we appreciate all of your posts on social. And he was also so nice to say, if you guys ever do this again, like, it will be like, he just said his people were just freaking out, and I love that. That made me feel like, when people say stuff like that, it just makes
maybe
you feel good.
We should
good.
Do like a joint one, and like, you know, we could get like a bar venue type of thing, or some kind of,
yeah,
or just that again, but like maybe like with other, like with him and his bands or something.
For sure.
I don't know, lots of ideas. So then we go to Tom Tom. We did get a table. We all had like, well, we got the buffalo cauliflower again. And now I did eat. This is my first time eating for about like 12 hours. Buffalo cauliflower, a couple different mac and cheeses that they had. Julia got the flank steak or something.
I had a hard time with this table though, because I didn't talk to you the whole time. I had no idea what you guys were doing down there, what you ordered or the food or anything. So that was kind of,
yeah,
it's hard when you have a big group and a long table that, but
yeah, instead of like a round one or even yeah, rectangular, yeah,
especially when you're trying to share the dishes. Like it was just like, I don't know.
Oh, I got the avocado purses. You know how we considered those last time?
Yeah. I wanted to try one of those.
Oh, no,
no,
no need. They were like the ones you get at Trader Joe's, like the little appetizer tray, like yeah, in the frozen. So like in the frozen section, they're like, you know how Trader Joe's has those little appetizers,
yeah,
mm-hmm, in like the cellophane tray.
Yeah.
I think that's where they bought them, quite honestly, because they were cold in the middle.
Really?
Yeah. Like not cold as in they're supposed to be cold because it's avocado, but it was like frozen and then like cooked them or deep fried them, but it was still like partially frozen cold,
really?
In the middle.
Oh, that's not cool.
Yeah, so they're definitely not fresh.
We at the end of our table had to send back a couple glasses because they were like disgustingly dirty with like lipstick stains.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Bad.
Gross.
Yeah, the guy like apologized like a million times, but it was really gross.
Well, I tried, so I still stand by the cauliflower. I tried the spicy mac and cheese and the truffle mac and cheese. It was good. I don't really need to order it again, but it wasn't like bad at all. It was good. But then Julia got the steak, and I tried a little bit of that. I wouldn't spend $35 on that. It was really weird. I was going to post this next, at least in our group. It came with like, it's like, you know, flank steak, like sliced flank steak or something like that. And like with a mustard and then grilled onions. Well, they must have put like a cup of mustard and like smeared it. But it was like, I was like, is that actually mustard? Because it almost looked like pate. Because there was so much of it.
On the steak?
Yeah, on the steak board she got. And then I'm like, and what is this over here? She's like, well, grilled onions. I'm like, well, I know it comes with grilled onions, but I'm not kidding you. There was like 4 cups of just grilled onions sitting on the side by themselves. It was so strange. Like, I'll post a picture in the Facebook group. I'm like, who's going to eat that many onions? And wow. Just plain by themselves. It was
maybe they just hooked her up on the onions or something because they had extra or something.
It was really weird. But that's a weird thing to. It's like it's not like they threw in the rest of the fries or the.
Yeah, Heather got the cauliflower, the one that Lisa made or whatever, which is on the menu. Also, it's like a side dish. The cauliflower. How do you say it? Au gratin. Is that how you say it?
Okay.
She said it was real. She ate the. It looked really good.
I probably like that.
I got the cauliflower bites because I just like literally wanted like all of them.
Yeah.
I shared like a few with people. And then Lo got, I think just regular mac and cheese with bacon on the side.
Yeah.
And I tried some of that. It was really, really good. I actually would order that.
Yeah. I think I would order hers and not mine because hers came, they put them down on my end. And so I thought it was mine. So I scooped up that. And then I realized, oh, that was hers, and I got the truffle one.
I know. I was like, oh, shoot. I'm like, Sarah, that's like hers. I was like trying to, it was hard to like yell down there, but I'm like, oh, shit. Like,
yeah, and I didn't know there was 2 different kinds. So I had already scooped up a little bit on my plate.
But yeah, it was like fluffy and airy and like springy noodles. And it just, I don't think it was anything to write home about. Like, it was amazing, but it was a safe, good choice.
Yes, yeah, 100%. You could, like, I would get that before the truffle one. The truffle one was fine. It's just, that's not for everyone.
Kimmy got the flatbread. That looked good.
Okay.
And Lo got the espresso drink. What is that one called?
Mm-hmm.
She could not drink it. It was awful.
Yeah.
I didn't get a drink.
Still not impressed with their... with the drinks.
And then Allie and Kimmy wanted to like have Vanderpump Rosé, and the options for that shit was crazy. There was like, because they were like, should we get a bottle or what should we do? So the options were like a bottle, mm-hmm. Or like a crazy bigger bottle, which I think the
Magnum or whatever.
Yeah. And so the one was 60 and the other one was 100.
Yeah.
And,
they just got the regular one, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that filled. But like, I guess I'm not a wine drinker so I'd never see like how much a bottle of wine like actually pours into the cup. But like it basically just poured.
That's
like
bullshit. Yeah. You need one per person.
It was a cup.
Yeah.
Each.
Yeah.
I was like, are you kidding me? Like, that's all that's in there? I thought it would be like 3 each.
No, if there was 2 people drinking it, if they filled the glass, it's 2 glasses.
That's what it was.
If they just do like what really high end restaurants do and they fill it
then you can say like 6 each or something.
Like, then it's like, well, then it's a 4. No, it serves 4, but it's like, that's 2 sips. I hate that shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hate getting bottles with people because. Then you're always like, everyone's got a different price range, first of all.
Right.
It's like the Friends episode. Second of all, some people drink faster than others or some people want more than others. And so you're jonesing for like, oh, God, so he poured more than his fair share or I poured more than my fair share. Who gets the last drop? And then like, who pays more? It's just too stressful.
That's why I kind of, Allie took over for this one. She's like, just pour the whole thing into each of our cups. We're splitting it. And she's like, and make it even. And so the guy sat there and was like, and he did it. But it was kind of nice because then they had their cups, you know, and they knew it was split and the bottle was out of there. So
that
was funny.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah. But I felt like everyone was really impressed. Like the people, it's fun watching people's reaction being in TomTom for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I feel like seeing it at nighttime really doesn't even do it justice to how we've seen it in the daytime. Like, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, I was thinking that because I was trying to point things out to people, but I'm like, you couldn't see them as well.
Yeah, it was
like,
really dark.
It looked like there was so much more that we saw, even though we couldn't film it last time. I felt like there was just so much more that, like, you couldn't really tell was there.
Yeah. Shout out to Sergio, who was like our like waiting on us, like taking away our dirty plates and getting us water. He was awesome. He sat there and like talked to us for a good like 10 minutes, took time out of his working. And he was so nice. And service was great. I had a really good time. I thought it was like the perfect ending to the night. Everyone was like starting to get tired. We all needed like something to eat. It was the perfect ending to our full Vanderpump Rules like season premiere first episode night.
Yeah. And we talked about going to Pump or Sir after, because they are right next door. But like, we were all so tired. And like, I think, you know, some of the group wanted to or would have. And I wish if they wanted to, I wish that they would have. But I knew they were going to be dead because TomTom tends to be the more popular of the three now, or Pump. But TomTom was pretty dead. And, you know, the times when, like, we've looped into Sir just real quick just to see what's going on, like, weeknights, you know, it's been like a ghost town.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's in there. So I knew Sir would be dead. And I knew there was no cast, not Lisa. So there's really no point in going in there. Like, no people, no DJ.
Yeah, I knew. If it would have been worth it, I would have totally rallied and walked down there. But I just figured it's not going to be worth it. And then if, God forbid, we stop for a drink, I'm going to lose it. Like, I just wanted to get home.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, it was great. So we had a great viewing party. So you guys tune into our next episode. We're going to talk about the episode in detail, but we hope you enjoy this hour and a half recap of our viewing party. So you guys, thank you again so much for coming. And we really appreciate the online support that we got too, of all of you guys saying that you wished you were there or chiming in on our live thing. And I'm sorry that I should have got on the internet on your wireless, because the live kept on freezing for everyone. Oh. So it was such a bummer. But
lessons learned.
Next time we'll be better at social media. We promise. We'll bring someone with us that will just hold the phone for us.
And we've got a couple gift bags left. So we'll do a giveaway. We'll figure out how to do that. But we did save some stuff for.
Yes, you know, of course.
So cool.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.